This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. More of the absolute legends that were featured on Arsenal Fan TV this weekend. Also, a new medical condition that only seems to happen to people on TOWIE. And Chris is going on Kids TV this weekend. He really needs all our help.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, Scott, what a weekend.
You must be in such a good mood.
Buzzing. And, no, I don't feel bad for anyone else, actually. It was a massive Watford result this weekend.
Congratulations, you must be so pleased.
Yeah, and when you saw that result come in, I take it you thought of me and...
I did.
So exciting.
Arsenal 1, Watford 2.
Yeah.
Is that the wrong way around?
Technically, yeah. Okay. Watford 2, Arsenal 1. I mean, it's not a good time for Arsenal fans at the moment.
I know.
I appreciate that with them.
Yeah.
No, I do, sure. Because... But also, you know, Watford are my team and it's good to win.
Yeah. Congratulations. Is this the point where you start saying we, like you're in the team, when actually you had nothing to do with it?
Yeah, we did.
Don't
well.
Don't say that, because I think well. That belittles all Watford, football fans everywhere.
Yeah, we played well. What do you mean? You're not in it.
Well, you are, aren't you? You're cheering on your team, supporting.
You're not in it. You're not playing.
I think that's a stupid thing to say.
We always have this argument. Anyway, I tell you what has been great as a result of this, and I'm sorry if you're an Arsenal fan. Some of my best friends are Arsenal fans.
Some of my best fans are Arsenal fans.
I even live really close
to it. I
know
you
do. And, you know, it's got a special place in my heart. However, Arsenal TV this weekend has been spectacular.
Arsenal Fan TV, obviously, when... Because I was getting a few messages from people when Watford did win, saying, and some Arsenal fans who were being a little bit bitter, which yeah. I didn't think was very nice, but it just drives you towards Arsenal Fan TV.
Which is on YouTube.
Yeah, which is phenomenal. It's, in case you don't know, it's the fan YouTube thing that's been set up and gets loads of views because everyone gets so ranty on it.
It's got guys like this on it.
My brother, I'm not happy.
I'm not happy. I've never seen you this angry. My brother, I'm not happy. Yeah. I sat in the palace end. All those boys are poor. Scrap the whole team.
Now, he's one of the stars of the channel, Kelechi. And he is just brilliant.
Those boys just outrun, outpaced, out everything you guys. In training, you guys are just doing tiki-taka, tiki-taka. This is hard work. This is not tiki-taka. Tiki-taka is not draft. It's not chess. This is hard work.
Yeah. And who can forget our absolute fave from Arsenal Fan TV, DT.
Well, you better get ready for more planes, more banners and more protests. Because I'm not stopping. I won't stop. And neither will everyone else. People have got a voice now and they're not scared to come out and say that no more.
Oh, well, they've all been back on. And after my tune of the week, which is the new Vamps and Maggie Lindemann, play you some from this weekend. Or they are not happy.
They are not happy.
Not happy. Playing with us at Radio 1's Teen Awards on Sunday. I'm playing this for you every day this week. My new tune of the week is the Vamps and Maggie Lindemann with Personal. So don't take it.
But personally, I think you'd be better with somebody like me. But worst of all, you don't even see, you don't even see. Girl, don't take it personal. But personally, I think you'd be better with somebody like me. But worst of all, you don't even see, you don't even see.
I think that's our best song for ages, I do. That's the Vamps and Maggie Lindemann, Personal, on BBC Radio 1. New tune of the week. The people from Arsenal Fan TV are becoming a little bit celebby now.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone here says, DT from Fan TV is the cover DJ at our local club.
Wow.
That's amazing. He's not happy. More on this in a second.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's Khalid, Young, Dumb and Broke on BBC Radio 1. Okay, so who are our favourites from Arsenal Fan TV this weekend, Chris?
Well, we love Arsenal Fan TV. It's a source of entertainment for us. I appreciate not all Arsenal fans like Arsenal Fan TV.
No, they don't.
Sadly, they do come with your club, so I think it's only fair that we examine some of the things they said after Watford beat them 2-1 at the weekend.
Oh, okay, you are loving every single second of this.
It's a huge win for us, yeah. And I say us. Okay, starting up.
I'm really sorry, by the way. This is not my fault if you're an Arsenal fan.
We won 2-1. Not happy.
No. Okay, so here's some of them not being happy.
My brother, I'm not happy.
Yeah, here's DT to start with. He's one of our faves on the channel.
Mm-hmm. Nothing new, is it? Remember what I said to you 2 weeks ago, that we're only paper and cracks. Today we run out of paper. We've got Watford fans laughing at us. Yeah, Watford. Watford!
I understand why it's embarrassing. Even more embarrassing, the fact that you're talking about it right now, well, Scott. Arsenal fans take great offence at the fact that you feature Arsenal Fan TV.
Yeah, they don't like it at all. I'm getting some messages. Now, we've never heard from Troops before. Now, that's Troops. Mm. That's Troops with a Z. He's new.
Ozil, like, I don't know, man. How can you miss that blood? Seriously, fam. My mum would have scored that blood. You understand? Man never finishes his dinner anyway.
That's
fam.
A good one.
Oh. Man never finishes his dinner. It's because Ozil missed an absolute sitter, Scott.
My mum would have scored that blood.
Right, okay. And Claude, really not happy.
We're a mile behind Man City. We're miles behind. They came here and scored six here. Six. Let's wake up and smell the coffee, mate. Wake up.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got to get on Arsenal Fan TV. We've got to get you on.
Yeah, how can I get on? What can I do? Because I live quite near.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we want to get you on. I think the best idea is get you on and be complaining about the bins and things like that. You're like local issues.
Okay.
You know? And just be proper ranty.
Okay.
We need to
I'm down for that.
My mum would have scored that blood.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yes. Tom in Hemel. Have you seen that? Lee from Arsenal Fan TV is my dry cleaner.
Oh,
I'll hook you up. Yes, definitely want them on. That's awesome. And Rich has been on, and many others. Rich is a massive Arsenal fan. He says, can you now stop with playing the Arsenal Fan TV, please? Embarrassed? Okay, Rich, I'm sorry, I won't play anymore.
My mum would have scored that blood.
Just that little bit there.
Scott Mills.
Chris, look at the pictures I've just sent you of Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Right, this is the weekend, right? That used to be my local kebab house, and Taylor Swift is doing a new music video at 3 a.m. in the kebab shop, which was right near me. Do you remember that old house I used to live in?
Mm.
Still not that far away from me. And it won't take you long on the internet to find, I think it's the same one where I turned on their Christmas lights one year.
No.
I'm sure it's the same kebab house.
But, I mean, just awesome that she's there at 3 a.m. I take it that they kind of shut it all off, though, because from what I can see in these pictures, there's like, there's big screens up. Because you'd think 3 a.m, you'd think it'd be really busy, right?
I think they cordoned off like the area and obviously the whole shop. But people were just walking past and like, what's going on? A proper like film set. In this kebab house.
I mean, what's this video going to be like then?
I don't know. I'm sure it is that one. Do you remember years ago, I did go and I was like, do you need anyone to turn on your Christmas lights? And I just literally pressed a switch and they went on in the window.
Yeah, but it was a momentous event. But how mad is that if her video, she's there just sort of shaving meats?
I know.
I mean, that would be great.
Like minutes from my house. Also, I did favourite this on Twitter over the weekend and it got, well, it's been liked over 1,500 times so far. It's going down well. I see that Jess and Don from Love Island are featuring at a kebab place in Leicester in the next few days. The headline, it's not just each other they're mad about, it's our kebabs too.
Of course.
Friday the 20th, Love Island's very own, I hate very own, Love Island's very own Jess and Don will be at our Leicester launch event. Click here for more.
So some of the Love Island contestants, obviously they do a lot of club PAs and things like that, but we've spotted the kind of odd contestant doing odd PAs, you might say. Do you remember it wasn't that long ago that one of them was opening one of those sort of pound value shops?
A pound shop, Chris.
Yes, I'm trying to make it sound like not the obvious.
One of those pound value
One of those
type
pound
shops.
Type of shops.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking there is a gap in the market here for us to drum up some more work for some Love Islanders on their behalf. That's next.
Scott Mills.
Well, 2017 is turning out to be a great year for kebabs.
It really is.
Wasn't that part of your speech once when we went on stage at the Kebab Awards?
Every year that we've been to the Kebab Awards, it's been like 2 or 3 years, that was always the opening line. Yeah. And then you just change whatever the year is. I think you do that with any awards do, though, don't you?
Well,
you just say 2016, 2015 has been a great year for dot, dot, dot.
Right, well, I'm hosting some radio industry awards on Thursday, so should I do... I mean, you've been suggesting all day things that I could put in, but I do quite like my job. But shall I put that in? 2017's been a great year for radio?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to start and then go crack on with the jokes that I've been telling you.
I've actually got a list of the jokes here and I've already had some of them. Some of them have been crossed off the list.
Oh, have they?
No, definite no. Yeah.
The one, the first one. Nice.
About what?
Money.
About, the money. No. That's fine at the moment. Anyway, oh, we can't do kebab awards this year.
Sadly not.
No, because it's your birthday and I'm not doing it on my own. That'd be weird. I needed you there last year.
It's been a good year for kebabs.
It has.
Anyway.
Jess and Dom appearing at a kebab shop in Leicester in the next few days. Taylor Swift at the weekend in a kebab shop near my house filming a new video. I think we can drum up some more work for some Love Islanders. Well, Love Islanders. I don't think it should just be Jess and Dom getting all of it.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to see if there's more of a market for this kind of thing, and then we could maybe all suggest it to these people.
That's right, which is why I'm already calling Kebab Kid. in London, Kebab Kid. Let's see if we can get some more work.
Good afternoon, Kebab Kid.
Hello, is that Kebab Kid?
Yes.
Hello. If I was to offer you Theo and Muggy Mike from ITV2's Love Island, is that something you'd be interested in your kebab shop?
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
Theo and Muggy Mike, they could turn up, do some photos, maybe wear the hats?
Again, I don't know who these people are.
Okay, it's just that we're trying to place a few of the Love Islanders at various kebab shops and just wondered if you'd be interested. Just a simple yes or no is what I need at this stage.
I'm going to say no, just because I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what Love Island is. I don't know who Muggy Dude are, either, I'm afraid.
Biggest show of the year on TV, one of them anyway.
Sorry, I'm just...
Do a few selfies, autographs and that.
I'm going to say no, just because we get quite busy and it's going to sort of interrupt everything.
Muggy Mike holding your meats.
Bro, I don't know who Muggy Mike is. Right. Sorry.
All right, so it's a no at the moment, is it?
Yes.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, all right.
All right,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Just wanted to gauge some interest. Okay, thanks, mate.
Yeah, cool. Bye-bye.
Oh, it's a problem.
I thought he'd be more engaged. I thought he would be slightly more interested than
that. It's a problem when they don't know who they are.
Yeah.
That's kind of first stage, kind of out, isn't he, really?
Yeah.
Muggy Duda.
I thought he did a good job of trying to get him to book him, though.
All right, you try, and hopefully you'll have more luck.
Do I go for the same Love Islanders?
Choose some different ones, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Got any in your head?
I'll go for Posh Johnny. And
yep.
And I'll go for Tyler as well.
Sure. Let's see if they're more popular than Theo and Muggy Mike. Here we go. Good luck.
Skirbis, please.
Hello, is that West Kebab?
Yeah, West Kebab.
I'm just wondering who your favourite Love Island contestant is.
Sorry?
I was just wondering who your favourite Love Island contestant is.
Just a second, please. Table, I'm
fine. I was asking someone else.
Yes, can I help you?
Hello, I was just wondering who your favourite Love Island contestant is. And I was wondering whether you'd like them to come and visit your kebab restaurant.
Yes, sorry, may I ask who's calling? Sorry.
Yeah, my name's Chris. At this stage, I just need to get a gauge of interest. If I was to say two names at you, Tyler... And Posh Johnny.
Not really. What's that? Is that a holiday thing or what is it?
Yeah, you know Love Island, the TV show?
Okay.
What I was thinking is that we could perhaps look at getting Montana or Alex or Johnny or Tyler. I thought they could come along and have some photos. They could maybe hold a shish kebab, that kind of thing. And you'll get thousands of people turning up.
Okay. So... In exchange for that, what do you need?
Well, there'd be a fee.
A fee? Okay. For how much?
Probs not much. Johnny has got quite a bit of status at the moment because he's seeing another reality star, Stephanie Pratt, so she might turn up as well. So we'll go £50 for him.
Okay.
Tyler, I've not heard so much from for a while. Maybe 30. Montana would be a premium.
No, that's fine. Could you call... let me talk to the boss.
What do you think the boss would say? Yes or no?
You know what I mean, sir?
Yeah, sure. Okay, all right. Okay. I would say that if Johnny turns up, though, you know, the things it could do for you PR-wise, huge.
I understand. I understand all that. I still need to ask my boss.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you. Bye.
I think you've done it. I wasn't expecting interest. I really think you have. BBC Radio Scott Mills. Well, I've learnt one thing from the show already today, and that is that you are way better at blagging reality stars some work than I am.
Yeah, well, it could be another job for me there. Yeah. If they want that kind of representation, I don't know.
You could do that in the mornings.
What do you mean?
What do you do in the mornings?
Oh, that's a good question, that.
I know you work on the show and that, but yeah.
Yeah, but I could do some hard agenting.
Just a couple of phone calls.
For people,
I was rubbish.
Look, I've just got work for
you. Have, I didn't.
I'm going to say no, just because I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what Love Island is. I don't know who Muggy Duda is either.
Muggy Duda, he doesn't care. BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills. See Strictly at the weekend?
No, I didn't, no. Oh, no.
Charlotte Hawkins is off of GMB.
Oh, is she?
Good morning, Brittany. I liked her. Over on X Factor, I actually watched it this weekend. Have you seen any?
I'm sorry, the Strictly thing as well. I met one of the judges the other day.
Right. What?
Did I tell you this?
No.
At the Duke of Edinburgh Awards when I was doing them, she was also there. I didn't recognise her.
Was it Shirley Badass? Ballas.
She said, I said, hello, you know, I'm Chris. She said, I'm Shirley. What was it?
Ballas.
And
she's the head judge.
And I didn't know. And my mum was like, oh, it's the one from Strictly. Yeah.
Was it her?
It was actually her, yeah.
Wasn't Darcy, no?
No. Shirley.
Amazing. Head judge. She's doing really well as well. I did watch X Factor because I know you sometimes like to talk to me
about
it.
6-chair challenge.
Yeah. Still on, isn't it?
Not keen?
Nothing has changed, has it, since I last watched it, apart from Sharon's face. Again, amazing.
I love
She's looking younger than ever.
But I do still buy into the thing where the seats are filled and then it's a bit controversial when one of them leaves.
Do you, every year?
Yeah, I sort of fall for it.
Right, Klingander coming up. Also, Zayn and Sia and Haim. What a tune. You weren't expecting that, were you, Chris?
I love that song.
Little Monday treat for you, Jubal, Klingander. Coming up, Maroon 5. I got Wilkinson and Becky Hill in the next 10 minutes. One. Scott Mills here playing Georgia Smith. Chris, there's a slight admin error here.
Yeah?
I've just played your banger by mistake.
Yeah, I wanted to... Well, that was my banger, yeah.
Wasn't supposed to play it, but that was a treat. Klingander, Jubal. I'm really sorry, mate. That was your banger today. You just told me.
Well, and you've just, you know, done that. Just put it out there like that.
Sorry. So I need to find another one for 2:40. So that's half an hour. I'll leave that with you. Thanks.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Dylan. On Twitter, it says, lol at you playing Chris's banger by accident. I know, it's a complete accident. I'm so sorry.
Is it an accident or is it sabotage?
No, because I just played it and I was like, oh, hang on a second, I haven't heard this for ages.
Yeah, but, and it was a great moment.
And it sounded brilliant. It would have probably have won. Klingander.
So what happened? You just got excited and just went too early?
Yeah, I just went too early. And, well, that's... Really torn it, hasn't it?
Mm.
I really enjoyed the conversations I'm hearing over the other side of the desk today, though. So, do you think my banger is all right? I used to enjoy it when I was driving around.
Well, I've chosen...
And I asked if it was a bit chavvy.
Is it
from when you had the chain on those years?
It's when I had the chain and I drove my mum's Corsa.
I've got you. Yeah.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1.
Can I guess... Is it Heartbroken T2?
No, it's not.
That vibe though, right?
I'm really excited about it. I hope it gets chosen.
Okay, bangers at 2:40. And also, Chris really needs all of our help with something after we play you a former tune of the week from Greg. It's Blunarvan, band from Liverpool. It's called Prague 99.
One!
I don't know if you know, but Saturday Morning Kids TV is back on. I saw some of it at the weekend, actually. Saturday Mashup on CBBC, hosted by our very own from One Extra, Yasmin Evans, Hackety Dog, and Johnny. I don't know, but Johnny, he's on.
Saturday Mashup. So I'm going on Saturday Mashup. That's the news, right?
Someone's doing well.
People, Saturday Mashup. I'm going to be on there this Saturday.
Yeah.
Ahead of Radio 1 Teen Awards on Sunday.
What do you need from us, my love?
So I need help. I actually need help from everyone. I need to, at some point, I've been told I've got to bring a prize from Radio 1 to present as part of sort of the prize pack that then gets given away on Saturday Mashup.
That's right, because what they do, you'll probably get gunged as well.
Oh, probably, yeah.
What they do on, always on Saturday Morning Kids TV, and they're doing it again now, is whoever the guest is has to bring like a kind of, like a present. Like something to give away to the viewers.
Yeah, they've got like a Saturday Mashup hamper kind of thing there. It's not a hamper. But it's like loads of T-shirts, Saturday Mashup stuff. That looks really cool. And then whatever guest is on has to bring a prize. And the thing is, right, a lot of the prizes that I see people giving are rubbish.
Mm. I mean, you want to make a good impression.
That's what I do. I think I'm coming from Radio 1. The prize should be awesome.
Right, okay, here's the thing, right? Let's get to that a bit in a minute. First of all, let's hear what Nadine Coyle brought in to Saturday Mashup on the last episode.
Nadine, here you are.
Oh,
we
thanks.
Have a picture that you can do.
Signed.
What do you want? Yeah, thanks.
Oh, lovely.
There you
go.
So much.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Hey, cock a look. Should I donate my lock of my fantastic fur? It's much more valuable than any of this old muck here.
That's gross.
Yeah.
No thanks, Phil. No.
Oh, good. In that case, would you like it? I've seen you eyeing it up. You've been eyeing it up like Sue Barker after a new tennis racket. Give it a sniff.
No,
go on.
Lick it.
What's going on?
Lick it,
Nadine.
You're disgusting. I won't be licking anything, thank
Sniffing.
You.
Wow, it all goes on Saturday Mashup, doesn't it?
So the best bit
about that was Yasmin's faux excitement at what is this, just essentially a photo of Nadine Coyle.
Yeah, signed. Oh, it's signed.
Oh, signed. Ah, it's signed. All right, Yas.
Just a signed photo
of Nadine Coyle.
Nadine's brought the signed photo, sort of makes sense, right?
Yep.
Week before, JP Cooper was on.
JP Trooper. Even does the live lounge when he's ill.
I thought, what prize is he bringing? I wonder.
All right, JP Cooper, lovely JP Cooper. What have we got?
All right,
he brings stuff in, Jack.
A signed CD of my debut album.
Lovely.
No, yes, we're not as excited about that one.
Signed CD of his debut album. All right, that's quite a cool prize, I guess. The thing is, I'm rolling up from Radio 1. I think we should have something awesome. So I sent an email to who I thought was the relevant person at Radio 1.
Wow, it's all on
this.
Air now. It's all
yeah,
on air.
Yeah, well, why not? Go might as well be honest. Yep. So I sent an email saying, all right, I'm going Saturday mashup. Can I have some kind of present to bring? Because actually, the thing is, I don't know what I can really offer.
It's a signed picture of me. That's not going to go down so well.
And they haven't been very helpful on the on that front.
So you emailed the person who you thought might be able to help you at Radio 1, and it was just it was a kind of, well, no, I can't really help you.
So I think what I've got to do is I've got to find the present myself.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking is, like, what do you bring along? I mean, we're a radio show. I don't know actually what to offer, because a signed photo of me will be the most disappointing thing ever. I could get a signed photo of you, but, yeah, like, but also, with all due respect, mate, yeah, like, I think even that's a little bit...
No. You're going to have to get it framed yourself.
And I'm going to have to go pay for the framing myself.
Nobody's helping.
Scott Mills.
This is my favourite predicament of yours in some time. So Chris is going on Saturday Mashup, new kids morning show this weekend. And each guest has to take a gift to give away. Nadine Coyle took a signed photo of herself. JP Cooper signed album. And Chris has got nothing. I knew our listeners would help. Take some of the cardboard cows we were talking about last week. You get on a train to Manchester, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got to take that with me. Okay, yeah, maybe. That's not the worst idea so far. God, can you imagine when I've got to give this away on TV?
Or what about a tour around Radio 1?
I like this idea, the innuendo bingo bin.
That's
can you imagine
good.
Giving away a bin.
Yeah. And Yasmin would have been, oh, it's signed!
Oh, look, it's a bin!
Oh, it's signed! It's a signed bin! I knew our listeners would help. Take a new DAB radio. Obviously, you're going to have to buy that yourself.
Yeah.
Could you, when you say DAB, could you do a dab?
Every time.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Eb on the Isle of Wight.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Mm. Now, obviously, a lot of people can't listen to this show because they're at school, but Eb, you listen pretty much every day because it's on in the background because you're educated from home, right?
Yeah, it's great.
So you can listen to us all the time. Obviously, you are working though at the same time, yeah.
Cool.
Well,
And who do you normally go for on Bangers then?
I usually go for Chris.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. How old are you, Eb?
13.
Okay. Chris has had to change his banger today because I played it by mistake earlier in the show.
Oh, do you know what? I'm worried about the choice. Actually, no, I'm not worried because I really like the song, but I know what face you're going to pull when I play it, Scott, because I think... Well, you've just got to imagine me probably when I was about 17, 18 years old, driving
chain
around,
on.
Chain on,
yep.
Driving around in my mum's car. This was what I had up loud.
With your feeler boots on.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, it was actually no, that's not fair. It was I always had classics.
Oh yeah, you did actually. All right, so why don't you go first?
All right, okay. Well, you can choose my banger today, which is this. Big tune, Scott. This is Tupac, Ghetto Gospel. I used to love this song so much.
Do you know this one, Eb?
Also, a bit of Elton John in there. Cool.
Yeah, I have heard of it.
Heard of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Heard of it.
To be fair, I've not heard it for ages.
Yeah, it's a massive song. This could be good. What have you got today, Scott?
Today, yeah, there it goes. I've got this for you. 5 Seconds of Summer, Don't Stop.
Oh, how on brand of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
It, yeah. Know it, know it. Song, that is, yes. Okay, Eb, it's up to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right. I'm ready.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, today, the one it is. Drum roll, please. I'm going away from my norm. Scott's the winner.
Yes. Well delivered.
That was good.
Thank you, Eb, for choosing my banger today, which is 5 Seconds of Summer and Don't Stop. I think they've got new music coming soon.
Oh, exciting. Well, we love 5 Seconds of Summer.
They're one of those bands, though, because I look at a lot of their Insta stories, they are always on tour.
Well, they're living the dream, aren't they? It's like so stadiums everywhere
Huge,
around the world.
Massive,
yeah.
Massive stadiums everywhere.
But yeah, 5 Seconds of Summer over Tupac there.
I know. I don't there know whether Eb knew the two-pack one that well.
I agree. I think that, yeah.
I started my week off good, though. Thanks very much, Eb. Well, 1-0 to me.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Music from Avicii coming up, and Bruno Mars and Foo Fighters. Also, we spotted a new medical condition on The Only Way Is Essex. Don't know whether it's just an Essex thing or unique to Essex, but I've certainly never heard of it before. See what you think in a few minutes. BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. You've got Greg at 4 today. 24K Magic coming up, and also Lonely Together, Avicii and Rita, who's with us at the Teen Awards this Sunday. Excited that me and you are, I don't know whether we're allowed to say what we're doing, but we're doing some of the presenting-ish. This year. I mean, obviously, it's mostly Grimmy and Rita, but we do have a little bit to do, don't we, this year?
We've got, like, a little stage. Well, it's sort of in the crowd, I believe, yeah, isn't it, in the arena?
I mean, it's a definite promotion from last year, 100%.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it this Sunday.
Yeah, me too. Marshmallow, tune of the week, previously. So a couple of weeks ago, I got asked, do you want Marshmallow on the show? And I was like, yes, of course I do, mate. It's a bloke with a marshmallow on his head who's an amazing DJ and producer and has been my tune of the week, the one we just played, Silence with Khalid. I think we've mentioned this before. The thing is, Marshmallow doesn't speak, but that's not going to stop us doing a top interview.
How are we doing this? Did we say we're just going to get him to knock one out?
So, yes.
So you can just go, so, like, one for yes, yeah, and two for no.
No, I've got better than that. Been thinking about this over the weekend. We worked out how to do it. So we'll just get a soundboard of answers for him. And so then he can reply that way. By
well, just what voice will it be then?
Just by pressing them. I don't know, like a voice of Siri or something.
Oh, that's great. So we could give him any voice.
Any voice, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Not like Peppa Pig.
No.
If only they could... yeah, what's it like working with some of the biggest artists in the world? Well, if only I could...
No, Marshmallow, if you're listening, I promise we won't give you a silly voice. But I think that's the only way we can do it.
Don't promise that.
Okay, I'm not promising, but I think that's how we do it. Soundboard with various different answers on, and then it'll still be a great interview.
Scott Mills.
One. This is Charlie Puth's new track, How Long. He's coming to see us soon. What's the hardest day to go to the gym? Mondays, right?
Of course.
We found the ultimate excuse. If you need one, maybe you've arranged to go with a friend or something tonight. If you need to get out of it, an amazing one from last night's Towie. Coming up, something I've never heard of before. Also, Calvin Harris and Frank Ocean coming up on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. I've got Slide, Calvin Harris and Camila Cabello coming up with Havana. She's with us at the Teen Awards this Sunday. Are you coming? Right, so Lucy's been on. Lucy's listening in Bath today. She has agreed to go tonight with her mate Sam to the gym. Can't really be bothered. I know it's taking a lot of people like that today. We haven't come up with it. On Towie last night, they came up with a good one. We don't know whether it's medically sound, but if you do need a good excuse to avoid going to the gym, maybe today or tomorrow, how about this one from Courtney on Towie only yesterday?
I've been running at the gym, and I've been running up the stairs, and I get really out of breath. I went to the doctors, and they've told me I've got gym asthma.
Gym asthma?
Yeah. It's a form of asthma from the gym.
So gym asthma there. Now, I'm not sure whether that was a thing. So, Chris, as you know, luckily for me, I have my very own doctor on speed dial.
Oh, get you.
Say hello to Dr. Range off of This Morning and CBBC and loads of other shows. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, gym asthma, you?
Yeah. Do you know what? It sounds like nonsense, and you'd be forgiven for thinking that coming from Towie, it is nonsense. But actually, they've got a point. It sounds a bit like saying I'm allergic to work. But in this case, there is such a thing as exercise-induced asthma. It's not gym asthma. It's exercise-induced asthma, and it's brought on by any exercise.
Right. Well, that's just asthma, right?
That's it. Yeah, that can just be asthma, but you can deal with it just by taking your puffers just before doing exercise. It's not an excuse not to go to the gym.
Yeah, but the way she's making it sound, and the way when I first heard this was that she's gone to the gym, she's picked up asthma. Like, that's it. It sounds to me that asthma came first. Like. Yeah.
No. You'd probably know most of your life that you've got a bit of asthma. It's not like it all of a sudden will come out of the blue just because you went to the gym.
Okay.
And you're not going to catch it from anyone there. So it's a bit of a, I don't know, it's not a great excuse not to exercise.
I went to the doctors and they've told me I've got gym asthma.
Gym asthma?
Yeah. It's a form of asthma from the gym.
Right, thanks, Doc. I knew I could rely on you.
No worries.
Whilst you're there, Range, Dr. Range, you know some of these other things that you hear and you go, are they actual real illnesses or not?
There we go.
Or like still a thing? Could you just quickly answer a couple?
How many of these have you got?
Is NITS still a thing?
Yes, it's always a thing.
Right, yep. We thought it was off, but then loads of people were texting in saying, no, NITS are still on, off of school. Yeah.
Yeah, no, NITS have always been a thing.
We thought they were off the 90s.
No.
Okay, they're still on.
Tennis elbow.
Tennis elbow does happen, yeah.
Well, what's that then, for playing tennis?
So that's, if you do too many backhanders when you're doing tennis, you stress the tendons and the joints at the back, so it causes inflammation, so it does happen.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
This is wicked having a doctor on the line.
It's good, this, isn't it? We should do this every week.
Housemaid's knee.
What, pardon?
Housemaid's knee.
That's not why you made that up.
Housemaid's knee.
Housemaid's knee is a thing. You get it if you kneel too much.
Oh, come on. Have you ever anyone been into your surgery and you've been like, oh, I'm sorry, you've got housemaid's knee? I'm not having that.
Housemaid's knee. It's called, look up prepatellar bursitis. It's a real thing. And it's called housemaid's knee because you get it from kneeling on the floor too much.
Right, okay. I think this could become a weekly thing if you've got time.
This is great.
I know you're busy. All right, good speech to you. Well, I'll call you some more medical ones next week and see if they're still on.
Lovely. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Dr. Rose. Bye.
All right. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
See, that went a completely different direction to what I thought it was going to be.
Housemaid's knee. Have you ever experienced that, Scott?
Any other medical conditions you want us to check out with Dr. Range, then let us know. I mean, he's not busy being a doctor or anything.
I'm just thinking more. 7-year itch? Is that like something with doctors?
Okay, we can ask him next time. Dr. Range is a legend, mostly because of this song. You know this song?
Yeah, this is the...
Water and fruit and running too. We all know these are good for you. But there's something else that they do. All work together to help you poo. Sometimes you sit
and... Teaching kids about toilets and that.
Because your poo won't come out how you wish it would leave.
So kids love this.
Where does your poo come from?
Did this chart do it?
No.
Oh, I did say chart.
Make a block. No. Where does your poo come
from? This chart.
Why does it stop?
It's your chart.
Stay in your bottom.
What's going on?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Oni on Twitter says, I love the poo song. How do I get it? Look up O Poo on the internet, Dr. Range. Never been in the chart. That's Camila Cabello. She'll be with us on Sunday at the Teen Awards. Surprising response to our impromptu feature there, Ask Dr. Range.
Yeah.
Can you ask him about Brewer's Droop, someone says? Next time we speak to him, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's a real thing or not.
There's a lot of illnesses, I think, coming through which are like the profession and then a body part.
Right. Like farmer's arm or something.
Yes, that kind of...
Is that one? See, this is what I don't know. We need to get Range on again. Also, this person says, can you ask him if love bites are still a thing? Oh, my God, yes, they are. And do you know who had the massivest one at the weekend?
Go on.
There I was, shopping in Hedge End Next, near my mum's in Southampton. The bloke behind the counter, counter number one, massive hickeys.
So, BBC. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. If you've just put us on today, well, loads happened. I managed to play Chris's banger by mistake. So I had to choose another one that didn't go well, and I won. So I should have let you have it, really, because it's not fair.
Mm.
Anyway, so it's 1-0 to me on bangers. And then, for some reason, about 10 minutes ago, Dr. Range off the TV has been on with your, well, some made up and some not medical conditions.
This is a really interesting point. Someone's texting saying, Scott, it sounds like illnesses in pubs often share a common name. For example, say, Bull's Head, which could be an illness or... a pub.
Absolutely.
And I was saying, we had a Texan earlier, and I'm not sure if this illness is true, Shepherd's Finger.
Right. See, we need to get him back on and ask these.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1. Hello, Nicola, who says, thanks so much for playing Little Mix. I saw them last week. I loved every single second. That sounded brilliant.
Mm.
Wings on Radio 1. Pitbull and Kesha, Timber and James Hype, more than friends. Scott Mills here. If you've just put us on, something we were discussing earlier, Chris is going on kids' TV this weekend on a show called Saturday Mashup on CBBC and needs all of our help.
Yeah, well, I need to bring a prize to give away, a sort of represent Radio 1. Something from Radio 1 would be nice. Radio 1 aren't going to help me with this at all. It looks like I've got to deal with this myself.
He has sent an email, and it was kind of like, no, can't help me, sorry. Nadine Coyle was on there on the weekend, and she brought a picture of herself.
Nadine, here you are.
we thanks. Have a picture that you can do.
Signed.
What do you want? Yeah, signed.
Oh, lovely.
A signed photo of Nadine Corr. You've got nothing.
So I don't know what to do. Any help would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. If you want, I'll print off a picture of me. And you know there's that printers and they do framing as well, like just yeah. opposite Radio 1.
So as a framed picture of you.
If you want, you've got nothing else.
Scott Mills.
Just when all the songs started to be Spanish, here comes one in Korean, a song that is currently top of the download chart in 73 countries from BTS coming up. And this is Fall Out Boy.
Scott Mills.
What a Monday treat. Hi, Billy, who says, yes, Radio 1 playing Fall Out Boy before I have to go to my evening uni lecture. That sounded amazing. Fall Out Boy, this ain't the scene.
Scott Mills.
Okay, here's that BTS track. It's called DNA. Chris, a really easy way to get loads of likes and retweets on social media. Let's both do it now. Just put hashtag BTS Army.
Doesn't matter what you write before then.
Anything. Anyone can try it. Now, hashtag BTS Army. I promise you it'll do well. This is DNA.
Scott Mills.
This is right on my street, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much so, right, mm-hmm. Distrasse.
Yes. Hello, Alice. It says Fall Out Boy, then BTS on Radio 1. What a time to be alive. I know, right? That is BTS. Seven-piece boy band from Korea called DNA, the track. Some of our best new pop on Radio 1.
The fandom for them is just like, it's mad, isn't
it? Absolutely huge. I see that you've done what I said and put hashtag BTS Army on your social media there. Oh, mine's not doing as well as I thought. I just put hashtag BTS Army. So far, 12 likes, 3 retweets. That's not what I was hoping for.
You thought it'd be explosive,
I thought
didn't
it'd be like thousands by yeah. now. What have you put? I'm going to have shepherd's pie for dinner, hashtag BTS Army.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
One!
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you're on the move, get us on the BBC iPlayer radio app. Get that app on your phone. It's free.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.